And let's go first time caller line. Bob is in Miami, Florida on Coast to Coast AM. Hey, Bob.
Nothing strange with the clocks, man.
Okay, so it's all good where you are?
Well, I run Linux. I don't run that Windows.
Okay.
Mac,
see,
that's, so I don't know if,
that's cheating.
I don't know if that
that's cheating because Linux is designed to get it right.
Yeah, I know.
All right, so good. I'm glad you gave us that update. How about you? Ever been spied on?
Well, I think we all have, and they listen to our phone calls on a regular basis. But my point that I'd like you guys to take away from my call is that we're looking at another symptom. The real problem is that we got the Patriot Act to begin with. Now, instead of talking about the abolishment, the fact that we should abolish the Patriot Act, we're talking about the abuse of the Patriot Act. Okay, I'm a college student. And I can't look up library books on Islam to try to learn about religion with an open view without being on a put on a list. And when I go through the airports now, I get extra pat down or whatever.
Because you took out a book on Islam, you think? Lauren,
well, they look at my library records.
Yeah, I mean, Lauren, has it gotten that bad? I mean, if to Bob's point on you take out a book on Islam and next thing you know you're going to get patted down at the airport.
As far as I know, it's not that bad at this point, but it's worth pointing out that the whole kind of this is all part of what's called data retention, and the whole data retention mindset that is being established not only by firms that do it for their own purposes. For example, Google keeps, as far as we know, virtually every search record, every search query that's ever been made. Now, I don't expect them to do anything bad with those records. In fact, I have every expectation that they will, you know, protect those records. But if the government comes to them and says, give us this, ultimately they're going to have to comply with the law, whatever the law is at that point. So, and right now we still have, ironically, at the same time we have this FBI report out about abuses of the Patriot Act, the Attorney General Gonzalez has been out there pushing very hard with help from members of both parties in Congress. This is a strange bedfellows kind of situation for mandated data retention that would require Internet service providers to start with to maintain data for considerable periods of time on who's doing what on the Internet and who's connected where and all these kinds of things. If you collect that kind of data, if you have it, then it's open for abuse. And the only way to prevent that is not to hold on to it. So that's a really important area. So while I think it's unlikely that random checking out of books on Islam are going to get people on any kind of list, it's certainly the case that if we create an environment where there's pervasive surveillance, we could see a situation in the future where monitoring of what people do in those regards would become very, very common. And then what would seem unlikely now could become routine tomorrow.
Do we even have the infrastructure for the FBI to be able to monitor every book withdrawal?
No, and in fact, given the advances in the Internet, it's unlikely that real attention would be even put toward physical book withdrawals. Most of the attention now is on electronic records.
Really?
Yeah, and on searches. It's just a lot easier to deal with than book sales and things like that. And even that is focused. But unfortunately, again, this report suggests that focus has really kind of run awry.